This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Her date of birth is October 10, 1988. Patient seen for Blues Family Practice. And also for Dr. Solange, S-O-L-A-N-G-E, Morphy, M-F-O-R-B-I, Morphy, new paragraph. Again, the last name was M-F-O-R-B-I. Thank you. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 37-year-old female comes here for revelation today. She says she feels okay except for tired at times and occasional shortness of breath. History of presenter. The patient recently had an episode of shortness of breath of sudden onset. That was on December 18th. She presented to emergency room where she had a CT scan, CT angio actually, and she was found to have pulmonary embolism. She has been placed on Eliquis. Now she is on 5 milligram Eliquis twice daily. She is here for further advice. Past medical history. Patient says she was iron deficient in the past, several years ago, especially when she was pregnant. The patient has history of depression. Also, she had a history of gallbladder disease in the past and subsequent surgery. For her depression, she is on Zoloft and Abilify. Patient also is on other medications, which includes Truvada, T-R-U-V-A-D-A, and she says she takes it to prevent getting HIV. She also is on prazosin 1 milligram, 2 capsules at night to prevent, according to her, nightmares. New paragraph. She has one 17-year-old child. She also had a miscarriage many years ago. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 5 feet 6 inch tall, weighing 253, blood pressure 92 or 75. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. She had a lab work on January 5th, which was essentially unremarkable. CBC and CMP, her TSH was 2.1, and her estrogen, progesterone, etc. were also good. B12 was also normal. New paragraph. Diagnosis on recent pulmonary embolism. Diagnosis 2, obesity. New paragraph recommendation. I have advised her to continue Eliquis 5 milligram twice daily for at least 6 months. And I have also requested some specified tests to rule in or rule out hypercoagulable status. Once the results are available, we can make further recommendations. Thank you for your referral. This is a consultation on Michelle Jones. Copy of this may be sent to Blue Family Practice Clinic. Thank you.